You're listening to an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Rakesh. Today we're going to be doing that thing we did back in school. Compare and contrast. What are the objects of comparison and contrast? TCS and Infosys.
A tale of two IT companies. TCS versus Infosys. An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
Tata Consultancy Services, India's largest IT services company, is having a pretty good time of turning 50. As it enters its sixth decade, TCS is now one of the world's 100 most valuable firms by market valuation. The market capitalization of Tata Consultancy Services crossed $100 billion, or 6,65,275 crores as on Monday, making it the first Indian company in a decade to do so. Unlike most of us, TCS's management obviously didn't hate their Monday morning this week, but Tuesday was a bit of a bummer, as TCS dropped back down to $98 billion, but who's counting, right? The rupee, which saw a sharp depreciation on that day, has since gained a bit. The last time an Indian company made it to the $100 billion club was in 2008. Mukesh Ambani's Reliance Industries hit that valuation 10 years ago. Wait, isn't Infosys a bigger name than TCS? In what is probably a pretty sweet feeling, TCS's market cap is now almost 2.5 times more than its nearest Indian competitor, Infosys. So no, Infy isn't as valuable as TCS. Its market cap as on the 19th of April was $37.32 billion. In March 2009, TCS was 1.5 times smaller than Infosys in terms of market value. TCS's valuation is now more than the market value of Infosys, Wipro, HCL and Tech Mahindra combined.
This is an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
So here's how it went down. TCS is the biggest cash cow for the Tata Group. Last week, on the 20th of April, TCS shares moved up almost 7%, sending the company's market cap well over $98 billion. The spike was a response to better-than-expected earnings for the fourth quarter announced on the 19th of April. TCS's Q4 net profit rose 5.7% to 6,904 crore rupees and revenue increased 3.8% to 32,075 crores. TCS also announced a 1-to-1 bonus share issue, lifting investor sentiment. TCS shares gained over 25% since January, compared to an approximate 14% rise in share value for Infosys. Even better, TCS's stock has given a 65% return from the lows of 2016. So if you're one of those people who put your money into TCS back in 2016, congratulations, you're richer by a fair bit now. What does all this mean in simple numbers? There are only 63 other companies with a market cap of more than $100 billion. Facebook, Amazon, Apple, IBM, Microsoft, Google's Alphabet, and Alibaba are among the companies in the $100 billion club, the who's who of global business giants. Let's try a few analogies here to understand the $100 billion valuation. TCS's market cap now is more than the GDP of over 120 countries. That sounds like a cringy, old-world way of doing it, like when they used to say the top 10 American companies had more money than all of India, or NASA has as many Indian engineers as ISRO. So let's see. Countries like Ecuador, Slovakia, Kenya, Costa Rica, Belarus, Bulgaria, Sri Lanka, Luxembourg, all of them have GDPs under $100 billion, and TCS's market cap alone is more than the GDP of all of these countries. By the way, the NASA stat is totally made up, just to give you a heads up on the kind of wrong information you receive on WhatsApp. But returning to TCS, here's another interesting perspective if jingoism works to your favor. The market valuation of all the firms listed on the Pakistan Stock Exchange is $80 billion, and TCS alone has well over that in market cap. That stat, on the other hand, is not made up. Former managing director of TCS and current Tata Sons chairman N. Chandrasekharan told the media double-digit volume growth is a distinct possibility in the future, and this could well lead to greater appetite for TCS shares among investors. While some believe TCS outperformed Infosys because of a greater focus on new technologies, analysts say there's more at play here. It would be wrong to say TCS has done something vis-a-vis technology that Infosys has not, said one analyst with Greyhound Research. TCS has a much bigger scale at which it is implementing these things. So what sets TCS apart that propelled it to such heights? Most software exporters from India struggled amid changing client requirements and protectionist policies in the US. The thing that sets apart TCS is leadership. High quality, insightful leadership and smooth transitions of CEOs over the years are some of the reasons it has left Infosys behind in recent years. That might sound like I'm snarking Infosys, but remember Vishal Sikka? Sums up the leadership quandary at Infosys, I suppose. Let's just say they haven't been exemplary over at the Infy headquarters in Electronic City. As Fortune India put it this week, TCS's nearest rival, Infosys, which has been besieged by its own internal leadership challenges, gave a conservative guidance for operating margins going forward. TCS has been outdoing Infosys in certain areas for a while now. Various reports have said that TCS's average forward PE multiple stands at 19.3 times versus 16 times for Infosys, implying an average PE premium of over 20% for TCS over the last 5 years or so. It's quite something that such a large organization, employing over 370,000 people in a maturing industry, has maintained and enhanced profitability over a long duration. It delivered revenue growth well above the industry average. Media reports also gave credit specifically to TCS's strong processes, execution engine, and operational efficiency, saying these would drive TCS's performance going forward. They described these factors as structural, something that gives India's largest IT services company a very real competitive advantage over its equally impressive peers.
You're listening to an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
How about we take a look at the leadership issue? Because we know the widely reported issues at Infosys affected the IT major adversely. Washing dirty linen in public doesn't make for good business, apparently. Infosys hired new CEOs in recent years, as did Tata Consultancy Services. However, Infy's CEO story is a well-known soap opera. Or maybe it's a comedy that deserves its own Netflix show. S. Gopalakrishnan served as chief executive from 2007 to 2011. After him, S.D. Shibulal, then COO, was promoted to CEO. This was a tough time at Infosys. It was growing slower than Wipro, and Cognizant was the big boy in the market, followed by HCL. TCS was third fastest in terms of growth, posting 15.1% growth in CY 2012. Shibulal's Infosys 3.0 strategy had failed to turn things around. One of the big weaknesses of Shibulal is that he's a great executor but probably could not communicate, a managing partner of consulting firm Brown & Mohan had told Business Standard. Shibulal retired from Infosys on account of non-performance, and Infosys founder and former CEO N.R. Narayanamurthy returned for a year to stabilize the company's business while the board scouted the globe for a suitable CEO. Then came the high-profile hiring of Vishal Sikka. The soap opera was about to turn into a sitcom. The former CTO of SAP was hired by Infosys for a salary of $30 million and tasked with turning around the fortunes of the company that was always second place and simply wasn't growing further. He instituted changes that made the company grow again for 2 years. He brought 16 senior people over from SAP to help him in his endeavor. But by year three, Sikka had fallen out with the co-founders of Infosys. It is said that he had an issue with the IT industry in general. He is quoted as saying, "I was not deeply familiar with the services industry until recently. I find all of us in the industry on a downward spiral. It's like a treadmill of increasingly lower cost, hiring people faster and faster from more and more mediocre places, training people less and less, putting them into a job faster and faster. I think that is a wrong direction," unquote. This was in conflict with the accepted wisdom of the IT industry in general in India. Mass hiring, cost-effective solutions, and economizing. Heck, he even made sure that employees could wear regular casual clothes at work on weekdays. Some reports say that brought about some friction with the wise men who had founded the company. Sikka quit Infosys in 2017, plunging the company into a minor crisis. His resignation cost Infosys a fortune. 22,500 crore rupees in market value was wiped in 1 day as shares tanked by 13% in intraday trading. Exit Sikka, enter Nandan Nilekani, the man who had been handling Aadhaar. Eventually, current CEO Salil Parekh took over and is now dismantling the Sikka era at Infosys, stepping away from the software and people approach employed by Vishal Sikka to focus on digital services. In this tale of two ITs, see what I did there? What was the contrast when it came to TCS? Sheetal is here to tell you all about it.
A tale of two IT companies, TCS versus Infosys. An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
In contrast, N. Chandrasekaran served as CEO of TCS for 7 years, providing stability and focused leadership. Chandrasekaran, or Chandra, is an old TCS hand. He joined TCS as an MCA intern at the age of 24, straight out of REC Trichy. In 2007, he was made COO of TCS and was instrumental in Tata's high-profile acquisition of Citigroup Financial Services for $500 million. Just 2 years later, he was appointed CEO and Managing Director of TCS at age 46 after the exit of the then CEO Ramadurai. Not a bad journey at TCS for that 24-year-old intern from 1987. The inside joke, a joke every bit as terrible as the ones that I make, goes that TCS stood for Take Chandra Seriously. The former CEO S. Ramadurai had taken charge in 1996. What I'm getting at is the steady tenure of leadership at TCS and the ability of its top people to recognize and groom future leaders. Ramadurai had served as CEO for 13 years, mentoring Chandra right from the start. At the time of his exit, Ramadurai said, and we quote him, "I spotted him," referring to Chandrasekaran, "way back in 1996 and knew that he had the potential." Unquote. Chandrasekaran served as CEO for 7 years. This isn't to glorify Chandrasekaran, but to throw light on the leadership style at what is now the largest Indian IT services company. Chandra did indicate that his strategy, and indeed of TCS, was that of strapping in for the long haul. For instance, Chandrasekaran, the current chairman of Tata Sons, is a marathoner. And he's been quoted as saying, "Running has made me more observant, calmer, and taught me to persevere." This he said to the Financial Times. He also added, "One thing I've learned from running marathons is that everything is long haul. Nothing happens overnight." Unquote. Compare the steady, focused approach at TCS with emphasis on smooth transition to the seeming knee-jerk replacements at Infosys, and we get an inkling of what the experts are talking about. An interesting aside here, for those of you that follow the lifestyles of CEOs, N. Chandrasekaran runs up to 16 kilometers most days, starting at 5 a.m. But both companies have seen leadership changes, that much is true. The difference in results indicate that TCS benefited from not suffering the disruptions that Infosys has had over the last few years, according to researchers. TCS has maintained focus in its strategy and identified niches with clients, relentlessly pursuing results. And this has had an impact on the organization's overall value in the market. After all, leadership turmoil is a significant factor for investors. While they look at hard metrics like revenue and profits, they also pay close attention to the so-called soft metrics like leadership while placing their bets. According to Sanchit Gogia, chief analyst and CEO of Greyhound Research, and we quote him, "TCS is out and out a professionally run company. Infosys is still having teething trouble as it comes out of the arms of its founders. Infosys has a great example in TCS to learn how to build a strong second-rung leadership that can hold the fort if things go wrong at the top level." Unquote. Ouch, that's going to sting the guys leading Infosys, but it does seem to be the perception, if not the popular opinion. As an expert from BNP Paribas observes, Infosys has underperformed big time because of the ugly spat between the founder member, that's Murthy, and Sikka. Big and small investors, local and global, moved out from Infosys to TCS, and that fight continues, unquote. Infosys will regain confidence, but it will take time, he added. On the other hand, TCS, true to its nature, is playing the long haul. As N. Chandrasekaran told a news channel, "I've always believed that the opportunity in the tech space and for TCS is very large, and the digital transformation is going to be a very big opportunity. I believe it's the start of the next run." The IT services industry, which generates close to $167 billion annually, is at a crossroads. The rise of automation, artificial intelligence, and cloud computing, all trends are taking companies in a new direction, away from the labor-intensive back-office programming operations. That said, analysts believe that Tata may be in the best position to make the leap from the old to the new. Current CEO and MD, Rajesh Gopinathan, said he's excited with the Business 4.0 journey and the great opportunity to be a digital partner of choice for customers in their growth and transformation journeys. Now, what is this Business 4.0? Well, in short, new age technologies like automation, cloud, and the Internet of Things that could lead to revenues of over $5 billion this year. The CEO said there are many components to digital technologies, cloud, automation, analytics, IoT. And he was quoted as saying, "People have been looking at various technologies, each of which is powerful and valuable in its own right. But the point has been, how do you stitch it together to help businesses?" Unquote. TCS expects that this digital opportunity will be in the billions globally as new technologies become increasingly entrenched across the board among enterprises. Last fiscal, TCS earned over $3 billion in digital revenue. That's a growth of 35%, much faster than the previous year. It's not all happy endings over at TCS. The company has more immediate concerns that it needs to pay attention to. We spoke about the transition from the old to the new. Rising hiring costs are a huge problem, especially for a company that has almost 4 lakh employees representing 131 nationalities across 46 different countries. Immigration curbs, courtesy one Mr. Donald Trump, may well hamper the company's ability to move cheaper, skilled Indian employees into its largest market, the United States. Even after hiring the required workforce, getting them up to speed with all the rapid changes will cost money, and a lot of it. TCS now has shown that it is agile enough to handle the current unpredictability and fluidity in the industry. All things considered, TCS has positioned itself smartly and should see good revenue growth. Its low-cost execution supports distinctive margins. According to Rod Bourgeois of US-based Deep Dive Equity Research, and we quote him, good growth plus distinctive margins over many years produces a huge market cap. Unquote. Another market veteran, Phil First, CEO of IT research firm HFS, is more effusive in his praise for TCS, and this is what he had to say. TCS has stayed very focused on relentless execution and is less obsessed with marketing messages and trying to sound like everyone else. It has created its own identity, which many of the other service providers are still struggling to do. I sometimes call TCS the Indian IBM because of the longevity of its staff and its unique culture. Unquote. High praise, I say, from Mr. First there. Over at Infosys, current CEO Salil Parekh said that the company has worked out a 3-year transformation plan that would start showing faster growth by FY21. The strategy will require the company to invest in sales to win the kind of large deals announced by rival TCS. Announced regularly, I might add. Infosys' 3-year plan has analysts worried that the company will lag its peers in growth. Infosys' FY19 revenue forecast of 6-8% is below the 7-9% target issued by the industry body, NASSCOM. Parekh said his company reported $2.79 billion digital revenues at the end of the last fiscal and will attempt to be more relevant to the clients' futures to tap the estimated $160 billion global market opportunity. Even as the CEO stakes his claim, the worry that Infosys is missing out on mega deals has resulted in a plan to refresh its sales engine. The company won about $3 billion worth of large deals in FY18, less than half of the $6 billion plus that TCS won. Market pundits are of the opinion that TCS has been able to execute its strategy the best. TCS's revenue grew by 8.6% to $19.1 billion in fiscal 2018, while Infosys's revenue grew 7.2% to $10.9 billion. While TCS's results beat analysts' estimates across all parameters, Infosys fell short on margin guidance. But CEO Gopinathan plays down the hype. He says, and we quote him, "Our approach is the same. We're boring if you look at it." This is what he said to the Economic Times. He summed up his company's strategy as a bet on its people. Those were his exact words. TCS has been a conservative company that never focused on market valuation.
A tale of two IT companies, TCS versus Infosys. An Inside 18 special for Money Control.
The last word today belongs to the man who picked N. Chandrasekaran to turn TCS into the behemoth it is today, ex-CEO Ramadurai. And this is what he had to say. "I don't think we are chasing numbers. What we said was, are we delivering on our promises? Are we raising the bar every time? Are we absorbing new technologies and innovating and bringing out our differentiators day in and day out?"
This is an Insight 18 special on Money Control.